اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى جيل الفرج.
Welcome back again. Assalamu alaikum. And inshallah now we will continue through the next ayahs, verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, practicing and applying the rules of Tajweed on each and every words, okay?
حياة القلب في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
So we practiced up to ayah, the third ayah, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب, and also الذين يؤمنون. All these three ayahs we practiced alongside Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is part of the first ayah. Now we'll go through the next ayahs, ayah 4. But before we go to the next ayah, let's recite from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim up to the last word of ayah 3. Then we'll continue to the next ayah. Together we'll recite ayah 4 as well, okay? So,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك.
وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
أحسن. Okay. So up to the third ayah we worked on and applied the rules of Tajweed, but ayah 4. وَالَّذِينَ. There is waw, then alif, hamzatul wasl we have. Since we joined the letter waw to the word الَّذِينَ, so we skip hamzatul wasl. And lam is as well there, okay? Lam is actually, it has a baby W. Is it a moon letter or sun letter?
Lam?
Yes.
Sun letter.
MashaAllah, but that's wrong.
Moon letter.
Nothing.
But that's wrong.
Nothing.
No letter.
We have Hamzatul Wasl plus Lam. There is a Lam, yes?
Yes.
What is after the letter Lam?
The. After Lam?
After the letter Lam.
One more Lam.
One more Lam.
Sun.
So since we have two Lam, that's why they are merged together, okay?
Yes.
So that's not a sun letter. That is a moon letter, but it because they are identical, that's why they are merged. Did you get it?
Yes.
Yeah. You say wal
ladina.
Ladina. It's like this, but because they are idgham mithlain, okay? Because they are the same identical, okay? That's why they are merged.
But that lam was moon letter.
That's moon letter, yes. The lam is moon letter. Okay? That's why because it's this way. Look, waw hamzatul wasl plus lam on the top of lam and sukun, okay? And then lam with fatha. Wal
ladin.
So lam is pronounced here, the first lam, yes?
Yeah.
So it is what? Lam is a moon letter.
Moon letter.
A qamari letter, okay?
Yes.
Not a sun letter. So, wal ladina. Hamzatul wasl is skipped here and because you join it. Wal ladina. Thal, the pronunciation of thal. It's easy, we worked on. Yu'minuna. There is no new point. Bima. Here, there is a mad. So we gotta talk about this mad. What type of mad is it?
It is ja'iz munfasil.
Ja'iz munfasil. How did you understand that?
Because after it is unzila. The hamza is separate.
Hamza is separated.
Yeah.
It's another word.
Yes.
Oh, wait. We got the condition. Okay. We got the condition. We should have the mad letters that we have here. Alif. Bima. Okay. Alif we have. Right, Hussein? And plus... Plus, the next condition was this, that you should have the hamza.
Hamza.
If you have these two conditions, there is one thing. If these two things, this is hamzatul qata, okay? Hamza and harful mad, okay? The mad letter. If they both are at the same word, in one word, so the mad will be wajib muttasil. It means these are connected, these two. In one word, the mad is mandatory. The mad is obligatory. Necessary. You gotta stretch it for how many counts?
Six.
Six counts. But if the harful mad and the hamza, if they are in two different words, not at the same word, the mad will be optional.
Ja is
optional, okay? It is permissible. Okay? And you can stretch it for how many counts?
4 to 6.
2 counts, 4 counts, 6 counts. It's optional. Optional. Optional is optional.
Yeah.
Can we do it more than 6 counts?
No. If you want, yes, you can do it. But it should be like qiraat, majlisi qiraat. You can do it, okay? But in tartil, I've never heard any of the teachers, okay, doing this. So it's optional. You can do it, but it's better. The normal sound, the normal longer sound is 6 counts. So how do you do this? You can skip the mad. Either you skip it or you prolong it. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ. Look, just natural mad, alif mad. Or بِمَا أُنزِلَ بِمَا. All right, Fawad? The next point here is أُنزِلَ. نُن ساكين plus زا.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Why, Fawad?
Because it's in
Fawad
the rest
is very
of the
good
letters.
At ikhfa.
Because zay is in the rest of the letters.
Oh, zay is in the group of the rest of the letters, okay? So that's why we apply the rule ikhfa.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
And بما أنزل. How do you say it, Fawad?
بما أنزل.
بما أنزل. Okay. إليك. 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 What mad is it?
Lean.
Lean. وما the same, okay? وما أنزل بما أنزل وما أنزل, whatever we talked about in بما أنزل, the same we have here, okay? The same speech we have here. من قبلك نون ساكن plus قاف حسين روح الله نون ساكن plus قاف.
Yes.
What rule is applied? إدغام, right?
No, no.
What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Why?
Min qablika.
Okay. How do you say this? Read it.
Min qablika.
Min qablika. Okay. Good. Ali Nasir, how do you read this?
Min qablika.
Min qablika. What rule is applied? Noon, sakin, plus qaf.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hide the sound.
Min qablika.
How?
Min qablika.
Okay, min qablika. But if you remember, I told you that if you have the letter qaf, you apply the rule ikhfa, but it should be a heavy one. Because the letter qaf is a heavy letter. It has to go kind of close to the sound of qaf. Qaf. Min qaf. Min qablik, min sharri, mink, kaf, shin, qaf, these three letters, okay? And also sad, dad, min sa, whatever, okay? Min d. So these are heavy letters, but shin and kaf are the same, kind of close to this. But these heavy letters must be kind of heavy ikhfa you have to apply. So, min qablika. All right, that's it. Wabil akhirati, khi. The letter kha is pronounced lightly here, okay? Because it has a kasra sound. Wabil akhirati, rati. Look, heavy, light, and then heavy sound. Akhirati, wabil akhirati, hum yuqinun. Longer, Matt? Okay. Recite this ayah, Hussein Ruhullah.
Whole ayah?
Yeah, the whole ayah. Or just wow if you want to recite. Just recite wow.
Okay. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
Okay, Ali Nasir.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
والذين يؤمنون he said والذين right يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك he said. He didn't apply the rule ikhfa. These two mistakes. But Ali Nasir fixed all those two mistakes. He added one mistake. That was qablik. Qa, qa. Which is a heavy sound. You have to say qa.
Qablik.
Wa min qablik. That's it. Okay. Thank you so much. Now let's go to the next ayah. Okay. Now we finished this ayah. Alhamdulillah. You learned it. Now the fifth ayah that today we recited. Let's recite it.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم
أولئك على هدى من ربهم
وأولئك هم المفلحون
وأولئك هم المفلحون
أحسن. Okay, now in this ayah we have ulaika. So we have a mad. We have to pay attention to this one.
Ja is.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Ja is muttasil.
MashaAllah, ja is muttasil. Did we have anything called ja is muttasil mad?
No.
We had ja is munfasil. Or we had wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil, sorry.
So is it wajib muttasil?
Yeah, wajib muttasil.
Why is it wajib muttasil?
Because hamza is in one word with mad.
Uh-huh, with alif mad.
With alif mad. Okay. They are in one
harf
word.
Mad. Or let the mad letter plus hamza. Will they end the same word?
Same
ula-i.
They're ula-i. Together.
Okay. Ula-i. That's why we have to stretch it for six count. And that is mandatory. Wajib, okay?
Wajib.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB. Thanks first and foremost to Allah Almighty and then to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, see you next week. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان